The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. Visit marketingcollege.com to see our courses.
Hello and welcome to The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. I'm your host, Kieran Kapoor. And coming up on today's show, we look at how to make advertising effective for small businesses. And I'm pleased to welcome back a very popular guest to the show, Alison Thomas, aka Cat. Alison has a wide experience in PR and marcoms across a range of industries. Alison, nice wide question to begin with.
Sure.
How do you as a small business get your name out there?
Well, Kieran, it's far harder than it may seem, to be perfectly honest. If you think about your typical day, you've got so much advertising and so many messages coming at you all the time. Get up in the morning, you see the breakfast cereal box, advertising. You put on the radio, advertising. You may put the TV on, or you may drive in the car and hear the radio. All that is advertising. Billboards. You can look at your iDevice and there's some more advertising. You can't escape it. So actually, to cut through all that noise is actually very, very hard. What it's really all about is making sure that you have a very clear plan. You know what you want to achieve. You think about how you're going to get that out there. And then you put it together in a proper communications plan, which hopefully includes some form of advertising. Because advertising is a great way of actually reaching a mass audience.
I get the idea of wanting a plan, but as a small business, I can quite imagine thinking, well, I just want as many people to know about me as possible. But I suspect that's not a good enough plan.
Absolutely. It's about thinking, how do I actually go about it? I've got various different communication tools that I can use. You mentioned PR and the fact that I actually work in the PR industry, and that's one thing that we could do to get our name out there. That's very good for brand building. That's not quite the same as actually going out there and saying to somebody, look, I've got this to sell, go to my website and buy it. Advertising is very, very good at that. So when I'm talking about a plan, you look at the different communication methods and choose various different things to actually produce a different result for you. So you may have PR to get your brand out there, you may have advertising to actually drive traffic through to a website to get people to buy, and you may actually have sales promotion that actually gives you 10% off if you go to the website, buy our first product to get 10% off. That's called sales promotion. Alongside that, you may have something else like events that you're going to, so that you're getting your name out there and talking to new customers. So your plan would consist of various different communication methods that would all come together in an integrated way and work as one whole rather than separate things to give you the best result you possibly can.
So having sat down and decided that I want people to come to my website or buy my product, that's when I decide I can use advertising specifically.
Yes, advertising in Latin is actually in adverto, which means to turn the mind. So actually what we're trying to do there is to get somebody to listen to our message and persuade them to do something. Now that something may be to buy a product, but it may actually be to use our services. It could be to listen to our messages about something regarding their behaviour. So for example, the government use it to suggest that people stop smoking. You may see lots of adverts at the moment on the television all about cutting down sugar for children, you know, for obesity in children, or it could be increasing your 5 a day in terms of fruit and veg or drink or whatever. So it could be about changing behaviour. From a small business perspective, the main thing that they're really after is sales, or people to use their products, use their services. So really, from their perspective, when we're talking about advertising, that's probably going to be their objective. How do we use advertising to increase sales?
You said again it was part of a plan. So do I set out that this is the percentage of sales that I want my advertising to create?
That's a very good way of doing it. You can actually start with some objective to say that what you're trying to do with your advertising is to increase your sales by X percent within a certain amount of time. That's something that every business should do, because at the end of the advertising campaign, you can look back and see whether you've achieved it. You'll know then whether it's been successful. And once you've set your objectives, what you're then looking at really is how do you actually turn that into something that's going to achieve them? So one advert, for example, is not going to increase your sales overnight. Don't expect immediate results. By putting one advert out there, yes, it's going to get a little bit of awareness. You may even get some inquiries, may increase traffic to your website, but you're not going to be able to achieve everything in one go. Advertising really does need to be on a long-term basis, a repetition basis. So although your campaign may be 3 months, for example, within that three-month campaign, you really do need to say the same message over and over again so that the audience understands it and remembers it. And then they take action to actually go into your website or use your service or product.
when I think about advertising, is it all digital now? Is it all just social media and things?
Digital is so important. It's there in every single stream of communication that we now do. But let's not just think digital. Let's think about the traditional methods as well. If you're a trade, let's say a company who deals with ball bearings, or the cement company that you mentioned earlier that I've dealt with in the past, the important thing for them is to reach their audience. So when you're thinking about your advertising, what you've really got to think about is, what is my audience going to be doing? If they're all in the digital marketplace, great. Go digital. But actually, for a cement company or ball bearing company, they may actually still be reading trade magazines. So trade magazines may be where you need to put your advert, in which case it may be a physical advert, half a page, quarter of a page, full page, in a trade magazine. So in a print format. If you're a big brand, let's say you're a massive insurance company, I was talking to Compare the Market just recently, and of course the meerkats, we all know the little meerkats, great television. So in that case, it's a very, very big brand, and they're probably using their advertising some of the time to build that brand, in which case they want to reach as many people as possible to actually engage emotionally, in which case they're choosing television. So it depends on what your message is, it depends on who your audience is, and of course depends on how much you've got to spend.
Yes, and that brings me on to something I think most small businesses be worried about.
Absolutely.
How expensive is this?
The thing with advertising to remember is it does have a cost attached to it that you have to pay. Advertising is about reaching a mass audience, but it's about reaching them effectively. So whilst it's going to be expensive in terms of the payout that you would perceive, it's about making sure that you get the best return on that investment. So whilst it's perceived as being expensive compared to other forms of communication, for example, PR, or indeed digital, social media, etc., it doesn't necessarily mean that PR or digital media is going to get the same results for you. So what you have to take into account is, am I reaching that audience that I want to speak to cost effectively? So it isn't the same thing as being expensive.
Yes, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. So do you think there is a most effective form of advertising?
The short answer to that is yes, for the right business. Depending on which business you're in, there is the right form of advertising for you. And if you go through the process of thinking very carefully about all the different media available, so you've got radio, you've got cinema, you've got TV, you've got your press, which includes newspapers and magazines. You've also got your digital that you've also suggested there, Kieran. Now, one of those or a number of those is going to be right for different kinds of businesses, depending on which kind of sector that they're working in. So in short, yes, depending on what you're trying to achieve for that particular campaign, the next campaign with different objectives may choose a different media to be effective. Now, if you were to say to me, is one media better than the other per se? No, it doesn't work like that. It's about making sure that it fits with what you're trying to achieve in terms of your objectives, who you're talking to, and really what business sector you're in.
Does it also depend what sort of message you want to get out, whether it's something complicated?
It does, yes, it does, Kieran. If you think about the time that you are spending with the media, for example, if you are reading a magazine, you have a lot longer time to take in information than you do if you're listening to a 30-second advert on the radio. So that gives the opportunity for the business to actually put more information in there and do a little bit more of a deeper sell, potentially on a product, or communicate their message in a far deeper way than it would be in a bite-sized chunk that you may need to do on the radio. So depending on the media you're using, of course the message is important, but the creative treatment that you're using, the creativity around it, would also change. So if you think about a television advert, the very key thing about that is you've got all the different senses, haven't you, being stimulated. You've got the visual aspect, you've got the sound aspect, and you're engrossed in this actual process of the communication piece, aren't you, the advert. So that gives a lot more opportunity for a business to demonstrate a product, to emotionally stimulate us, to actually say far more than it would be able to in something like a radio. On radio, you've simply got the audible. So now different factors come into play. You've got to make sure that when you're saying something, it's going to be remembered. It's going to be remembered, the right key messages are going to be remembered, and that your audience is able to actually go and act on those quite, straight away.
And there are some legal sides you have to do. Radio adverts always make me laugh when they have that very fast bit that's obviously meant to be the small print.
The small print. Absolutely. This is the other thing that you need to bear in mind. I was dealing with an insurance client just recently, and they wanted to do some radio advertising. We decided that that was a very, very effective way of doing it. However, when we started to look at the fact that you need to have the legal precedence, that you do, in fact, need to tell people, it started to make it a little bit cumbersome for what they were trying to achieve. What we then did was look at maybe using a different media, and in that case we went to some print advertising, because that allowed us to put the small print in there, communicate those and fulfil the legal obligations without actually distracting from the messages that they were trying to achieve.
And there are some places to go to get some legal advice, aren't there?
Yes, the main place that you can really go is Ofcom. They look after the communications industry and they are the governing body, really, and from there there are all the links to the various different places that you need to go for the television, for radio, for print. And all the information's online to actually read at will and make sure that you don't actually, break any of the laws. There's a code of conduct in the industry that advertising agencies always abide by. So whilst you've got the law that you need to, pertain by, you've also got the moral obligations that advertisers want to do in terms of making sure that everything is legal, truthful, honest and decent. So everything we do is all about making sure that we say the truth, we do it in a good way, but we do it in an exciting and engaging way as well.
So if I'm a small business and I've been listening to you and I think, yep, I can work out who my audience is, I can put a bit of money behind it, where do they start?
Ooh, the big question, where do they start? The first bit is really deciding on what they're trying to achieve. It goes right back to that plan that we started the conversation about, deciding on what they want to achieve. And then once they've got that in mind, depending on the size of the business and depending on the size of the campaign, they've got two choices. They can either do it in-house themselves. So, for example, if it's a recruitment campaign and they want to get a new office manager, then they can make sure that they can, they can probably put that together themselves. But if it is a whole campaign for someone like us, I've said, compare the market, they're probably likely going to engage in an advertising agency on their behalf. So therefore, you really do need to think about the size of the campaign, really what you've got and how much money you've got to spend. Because if you haven't got a lot of money, then it's obviously an in-house option, or a freelancer could also help out that person as well.
Alison, that was fascinating. Alison mentioned at the beginning of that advertising for events, and Alison will be coming back on in a future show to talk about how to plan and run events for businesses.
I'd love to.
Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. Enhance your career with Cambridge Marketing Colleges.
Thank you, Alison. And you can find out more about Alison's work at cat.uk.com.